Hello, Voices of Wrestling listener. Dave Ryan here. Have you ever wondered to yourself how many hidden gems are hidden away inside the last years of World Championship Wrestling? Have you ever asked yourself how many tenuous gags can be made about the name Mike Enos? And have you ever thought about what it sounds like for two Irishmen to interpret a very chaotic company through its B-show? The answers to all this and more are just a click away. Check out Days of Thunder every second Thursday on the Voices of Wrestling podcast network.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling podcasting network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
And welcome everyone to episode 40. Yes, we hit 40 of the Five Star Match Game. I'm your humble host, Joe Gagne, and today we are celebrating the life and times of Sid Udy, aka Sid Vicious, aka Psycho Sid, aka Lord Humongous, among many others. Now, we've done these shows dedicated to a singular wrestler in the past, and Sid was never one that came to mind as an option, but when he passed and there was all this remembrance of his career, I thought, I wonder if I could do a whole show on him, and turns out I could. And to celebrate, we have the entire team behind the hot new podcast, Center Stage Chronicles, up for us returning champion in the pride of Shamokin, Pennsylvania, and the owner of the best Max Payne impression in the biz, it's Rob Naylor. Rob, how you doing?
Hey, man. Thank you for that great introduction. Appreciate it.
Yes. And up next, in addition to Center Stage Chronicles, you can hear him on Between the Sheets and Exile on Bad Street, so maybe 20 hours of audio in a week if the stars align right. It's Chris Zellner. Chris, how you doing?
I'm awesome, man. The fact that Naylor owns the best Max Payne impression, that should warrant some type of award by somebody.
Might be the only one, but it's still the best.
Yes.
All right.
But I'm here. I'm ready. You know, I have not had great luck on these shows. I've been like, the Buffalo Bills in the earlier 90s on these shows. So I'm hoping that might change this time.
All right, we shall see. And last and never least, he heads up the wrestling playlist. So I hear from him more often than I do some of my closest family. It's Charles. Charles, how you doing?
I'm here and I'm in your face. How are you?
Excellent. Yeah, Charles fills up your email box more than Twitter notifications. Charles is everywhere.
He might be the most reliable person I know because every morning without fail. There it is. All right, we'll get to more of that a little bit later on, the plugs. But for right now, we have five rounds of Power Pack Trivia, all dedicated to the life of Sid Vicious to me. But we will begin with round number one of Over Under. For this game, I give you a category and a number. You tell me if the actual number is higher or lower. So if I said Sid USWA title reigns and 1.5, you hopefully respond over because he had 2. Everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers worth 1 point apiece. So I have a 50-50 chance on this. So we're going to start easy. All right, Rob, you're up first. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. You have WWF World Title Reigns by Sid at 2.5. You take the over or the under for this?
We're going to go under.
Under, yeah, 2. That's correct.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Chris, for you, you have WCW World Title Reigns at 1.5.
Over.
Over is correct. He had 2 of that as well. All right, Charles, you have Battle Bowl Sid was in at 0.5. So either he was in one or he wasn't.
Under.
Under is correct. He was never in one. He was not in WCW in 91 and 92 and was not in the 93 Battle Bowl. So.
Yeah, because he got fired before.
Yep. Yes, that would tie in. All right, Rob, back to you. You get Royal Rumble Sid competed in. Now, the actual 30-man match at 1.5.
We're going to go under.
Under is just in 92. That was the only one he competed in. It was in 96. He had gotten hurt, I believe, so he wasn't in that. And 97 was the match with Shawn.
Yep.
All right, Chris, you have War Games matches. Sid was in at 2.5.
I will say under.
Under is correct. He just had the two of 91 and 93. All right, Charles, you had WrestleMania's Sid wrestled at, not just appeared, at 2.5.
You said wrestled at, not just appeared
yep,
in?
Just wrestled right? at. Yep.
That would be under.
Under is correct. He just had 8 and 13. Main evented both, by the way. All right, Rob, you had King of the Ring tournaments Sid competed in at 0.5. So either he did or he didn't.
We're going to go over.
Over. He actually competed in the 1991, the untelevised one in Providence.
Ooh, oh, my trick, gosh. Trick, I didn't know
trick
that.
Question.
Yep, he was wow. never in another one. But, yep, I thought I'd trick you up with that, and I...
Good job.
I kind of did, but you were still right on that.
way to take the AP course there, Rob.
Yeah, right.
All right, Chris, you have tag titles Sid won in WCW and WWF at 0.5. So, again, either he did or he didn't.
He did, because he was an X-Pac, what champion X-Pac?
No, he actually never was with X-Pac.
Shit. Okay.
All right, our first wrong answer.
Damn.
Pretty far in. All right, Charles, you have traditional Survivor Series matches Sid was in at 1.5, meaning the elimination matches.
Under.
Under, yes, it was just 95, the only one he was in, because he was hurt in 91 and had the match with Shawn in 96. All right, Rob, I like this one. Sid's highest rank in the PWI 500.
Ooh.
At 10.5. So you think he made the top 10 or not?
Absolutely not.
You're right. He was 16. Was the highest he was. That stunned me. All right, Chris. You have Sid's ranking on the PWI 500 for the PWI years. Now, that's the issue they did where they ranked 500 wrestlers from like...
Oh, I forget boy. What
it was, however long. And this was like in, I think it came out in 2000 or, yeah, around like 2002 or so. I'll give you 100.5 so that they considered Sid one of the top 100 wrestlers of the
no
PWI
way.
Years.
No way.
They did not. He was 122. He came in. All right, Charles, you have secondary titles Sid won. So I see your U.S. titles at 0.5.
Higher.
Over, is correct.
Over,
he had
one, I'm sorry.
Yep, he had one U.S. title. All right, Rob, your final question. ECW matches Sid had at 3.5.
We're going to go, wait a minute. So, okay, this is a trick one because he had confrontations. We're going to go, we're going to go less than.
Oh, it was actually 5 he had.
Oh.
All right.
All right, Chris, you have... Observer worst matches of the year at 1.5.
Under.
Under is correct. He just had the one. Well Night earned Stalker. In 1990. Yes, with the Night Stalker. Oof. All right. And Charles, your final question. Video games Sid appeared in while active. So from like whenever he debuted to like 2001, how many video games was he in? I'll give you 10.5.
Under.
Under is correct. He was only in 4 video games during his career and some very not exactly mainstream titles. So very good there. All right. So after round 1, we have Charles with 5, Chris and Rob right behind with 4. As we head to round 2, your show of shows. For this game, I'll give you an event from Sid's career. You tell me the show it took place on. It could be a pay-per-view or a TV show. So if I said Sid's last War Games match, you would just have to respond Fall Brawl. We don't need the year or number if it's a yearly pay-per-view, just the show name. So everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers worth 1 point apiece. Chris, you're up first. Are you ready?
Yes.
You have Sid's last WWF pay-per-view from his first run in the WWF.
WrestleMania.
WrestleMania is correct. 8. He was gone soon afterwards. All right, Charles. You have Sid's first WWF pay-per-view appearance.
SummerSlam.
SummerSlam is correct. He guessed reffed the main. All right, Rob, you have Sid's first WWF pay-per-view he wrestled on.
Royal Rumble 92.
Royal Rumble is correct. All right, Chris, you have Sid wins his first WWF title.
Was that on In Your House?
Oh, that was Survivor Series 96.
That's right.
All right, Charles, You have Sid's last pay-per-view from his first WCW run.
So, Super Brawl.
Super Brawl is correct. Super Brawl 1.
I was wondering about how you defined his runs for a moment, because technically he was, I didn't know if you would consider like that period he was injured for like 8 months in the middle, the same run or not. But yes.
Yeah, we consider that 89 to 91. One big run for future reference.
Got it.
All right, Rob, you have Sid's first headlining pay-per-view.
It would be Halloween Havoc 19.
I said Halloween Havoc 19, so I didn't know if you were you don't need the to end the year, but it was 1990.
Yeah, 1990. That's what I said. My voice went down, but yeah, 1990.
Okay. Okay, Chris, you have Sid's final WCW pay-per-view from his second run in WCW, so the 1993 run.
Oh, Halloween Havoc.
Halloween Havoc is correct. All right, Charles, you have Sid's second WWF title.
Monday Night Raw.
That was Raw, that's correct. Wow, cannot trip up Charles.
Yeah, he's crushing it. I'm really impressed. He thought he was going to be the dark horse here. He's killing it.
All right, Rob, you have Sid's pay-per-view return to WCW in 1993.
Oh, of course. It would be the wonderful Slamboree 93.
Slamboree is correct. All right, Chris, you have Sid's match in the UWF. 94. Which I did not know about until I researched this.
You want the name of the pay-per-view, right?
Yes, yeah.
Blackjack Brawl.
Blackjack Brawl is correct.
Well done.
All right, Charles, you get teaming with Hulk Hogan for the first time.
So it's a TV or a pay-per-view? Is that what we're looking for?
Yeah. Okay.
Wow, when did he team with Hogan? I'm just trying to think of that. Like, no, I want to get this one. It would be, Saturday Night's Main Event.
Yeah. Oh, he got there.
Wow.
Yep. Wow. Ultimate Saturday Night's Main Event. He teamed with Hulk Hogan.
Kind of tricky. Yep.
On Fox.
Yep. All right, Rob, you get his final WWF pay-per-view ever.
I think it was WrestleMania 13, right?
No, it was actually King of the Ring that year. Ooh. He returned.
Wow. All right. Wait a minute.
Didn't he team with the Road Warriors on that show?
Oh, he wasn't in the King of the Ring. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, he was just on the show in a match, but not in the tournament.
Got it.
And the Road Warriors against...
Oh, no, don't spoil it. Don't spoil it. Shoot your question, please.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Go on, bro.
Sorry.
All right, Chris, your final one.
Yes.
Sid's first pay-per-view win. Ooh. In any format.
Now, this is a singles or tag?
Could be any kind of win.
Okay. Skyscrapers over Dynamic Dudes, Halloween Havoc.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Great American Bash. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. That's right. King of the Battle Royal.
All right. Charles, your final question. Sid wins the U.S. title.
Fall Brawl.
Fall Brawl is correct. My God.
Crushing it, Charles. Jesus.
All right, Rob, just for you, the Lee Scott match.
Oh, that's worldwide.
Oh, that is the main event.
Oh, he lost the main event. Fuck. How did I not get that?
Oh,
right?
Man. Ouch.
Well, he didn't have TBS.
No, that's very true.
We've established that on Center Stage Chronicles.
That is true. All right. So after two rounds, Charles, unblemished with 10. Rob and Chris right behind with 7.
A commanding lead right now. Oh, this
could change in a heartbeat.
Not used to this.
Yes, as we head to round 3 of List 'em and Learn. This is a game of contestant interaction. For this game, I'll give you a category. Say everyone said wrestled in Memphis. We'll say there were 50 people. Player 1 will give a number of how many they can name off the top of their head.
God.
Say 25. That's not an actual question. Don't worry. Then switches to player 2, who can either say they can name more or challenge player 1. If you say you can name more, it doesn't have to increase by 1. You can name as many as you want. Goes back and forth until someone is challenged. Once challenged, you have to name the appropriate number of names. Do so, you get 2 points. Make any mistake, your opponent gets 2 points. everyone gets two chances. It's one to go first and also challenge. Now, our questions are about, we have one about the WWF and two about the NWA / WCW. Now, one of the NWA WCW questions has 12 entries on it. The other is a bit bigger at 21. So, Chris, I'm going to give you, for you and Rob, I'm going to give you the first choice. Which would you like?
Well, WCW, obviously.
All right. Do you want the one with 12 or 21?
I'll take 12.
All right, 12. It's for you and Rob. All right. Sid competed on 6 Clash of the Champions. Can you name the 12 wrestlers he either teamed with or faced? So Sid either teamed up with someone or faced someone, and there are 12 of them at Clash of the Champions. How many can you name?
I can name 6.
All right, 6, Rob.
I can name 12.
Oh my God, Rob's going to go for it.
You would do it, brother.
All right.
I was trying to work my way up, but damn. Nope.
All right.
All right. I could have just said 7.
Okay, so I was going to work my way up.
No, here we go. Ranger Ross.
Ranger Ross gives you 1.
Joey Mags.
X gives you 2.
The Night Stalker.
You don't turn your back on the Night Stalker for 3.
Never. Rick Steiner, Scott Steiner.
Gives you 4 and 5.
Sting, Dustin Rhodes, and Davey Boy Smith.
Oh my God, you just rattled off 6, 7, and 8. We need 4 more names. Remember, he teamed with or faced.
Oh, okay. Vader, Rick Rude.
All right, that's 9 and 10. We need 2 more names.
Danny Spivey.
Gives you 11. We were missing 1 name.
Fuck, I should have said 11. Okay, so... Smartass over here. Let me think. It's a wrestler. It's not a partner. It's a wrestler. Shit. Okay, I don't know, but could you now just tell me what year it was, and I guarantee you I'll know. I lose this, but yeah, I'll lose it on purpose. He wins.
All right, you're forfeiting. You sure you don't want to throw out a name?
No, because I just know I don't know it. Yeah.
Oh, Rob, you're going to kick yourself here. All right, we're going to give 2 points to Chris. And what if I said Coastal Crush?
Oh, for fuck's sake, Lex Luger.
Ouch.
Well, he went like 6 seconds.
Yeah.
That's true.
My hubris. I should have just been smart with the game, but we're playing for Sid, goddammit. All right, it's all good.
All right, so 2 points to Chris. All right, Rob, you get to pick this time. Do you want the other WCW NWA question or the WWF one?
We're going to go with the other WCW because latter-day WCW is going to be tricky as shit, so we're going to go with that one.
All right, going WCW. All right, this is for you and Charles. In his multiple runs with the NWA / WCW, Sid faced 21 different men on pay-per-view. This includes singles, tags, multi-mans, and war games, but not battle royals, so don't rack your brain thinking of Great American Bash 89. How many can you name?
18.
Wow, 18. No lessons learned here.
Goodness gracious.
I am going to say 19.
Ooh. Whoa.
Oh, God. I'll say 20.
Oh.
Come on.
I say go for it.
All right. All right. We're going to work backwards.
20 names.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Jeff Jarrett, Road Warrior Animal.
Right, hold on. 1 and 2.
Yep. Scott Steiner.
All right. It gives you 3.
Goldberg.
Goldberg gives you 4.
Sting.
Sting gives you 5.
Johnny A. Shane Douglas.
gives you 6 and 7 from the Bash.
All right, Motor City Madman and Mr. Hughes.
Wow.
That would have been the end of me right there.
The big cat.
That's right.
Except Mr. Hughes for the big cat. We're up to 9.
I love that Wrestle War match. Okay, so we got pay-per-view, Sid. We got Davey Boy Smith.
Yep. Is he a 10? Right, halfway there.
Yeah, yeah. Elegante, the Junkyard Dog, and Paul Orndorff.
Okay, let me get...
It gives you news of attitude.
11... Well,
okay, so 13. How many I said I was going to do?
You did 20. Yeah. You're at 13.
Oh, that's good. All right, so we're going to go... that second run is crazy. Okay, so I still got to think early, Sid. There might be a couple more. Animal and Hawk.
All right, that gives you 14 and 15.
Very good.
Oh, you already had Animal. You incredibly mentioned Animal already, so...
Oh, good call, yeah. You got me. Okay. Chris Benoit.
Chris Benoit gives you 15.
All redacted. All right, so we got Kevin Nash.
Kevin Nash at Starrcade gives you 16.
Okay. Yeah. 16. Four more, right?
Yes.
All right. God, just... think on these early pay-per-views. So okay, Bash, Halloween Havoc, Starrcade, Great American Bash, Halloween Havoc 90, Starrcade. Oh, Elegante, duh.
You mentioned him with the Great American Bash already. Orndorff and Junkyard Dog.
Oh, okay, but wait, this did jog my memory. Scott Steiner and Rick Steiner.
You got Rick. Scott, you mentioned already, but that gives you...
Okay, Brian Pillman.
16. All right, we're up to... Oh, wait, no, that's 17. We're up to 18 with Pillman.
All right, comes back. Van motherfucking Hammer. Boom. Okay.
All right, we're 19.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, so that was Slamboree. Slamboree begets Bash of the Beach, and then Bash of the Beach, Halloween Havoc. Wait a minute. The Shockmaster.
You get the Shockmaster. Gives you 20.
Yeah.
Did you mention Sting?
He did. Yes.
Okay.
Mentioned. He was the nickname mentioned.
Yeah, I was waiting on Brian Pillman. and Sting, of course. Rick Steiner, Scott Steiner. Because I was thinking of the first thing I thought of was Wrestle War 91.
Mm. Yeah, it took me a second to get to that. But yeah, I forgot both of those Wrestle Wars. There we go. We did it.
Wow. The only name not mentioned. Yes. Also from that War Games was Dustin Rhodes.
Very good, Dustin.
Wow. I forgot he was in that match.
Was there only 21 or was there 22?
It might have been only... the only name I'm showing you missed was Dustin Rhodes, but...
Sweet.
That's everyone. All
right. Good.
Good job by you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Oof, 2 points to Rob. All right, so... Charles and Chris, you get the WWF question... Sid had 15 opponents on WWF pay-per-view. This includes singles, tags, and his one Survivor Series elimination match. Does not include the 1992 Rumble. So, Charles, how many can you name out of 15?
I'm going to say 8.
8. All right, Chris.
Fuck it. 15.
He's going for it. Wow.
Yes. Going for it.
Now, this is opponents, right?
This is opponents, just opponents.
Okay, so no tag partners. All right. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so I was mentioning it earlier, so I'm going to knock it out.
All right.
And Jim Neva, Neidhart, Owen Hart, and British Bulldog.
All right. I didn't think anyone would remember Jim Neidhart, but yep, all three are correct.
Undertaker.
Undertaker gives you 4.
Hogan.
Hogan from Mania 8 gives you 5.
Shawn.
Shawn gives you 6.
All right, so I got 699 more. Now, this has to actually air on the pay-per-view, right? Not one of those in-your-house dark match deals, right?
No, nothing like that. Nope, actually aired.
Okay.
Some of them we wish didn't, but they did all air.
Yeah. Vader.
Vader gives you 7.
Mm-hmm. Marty Jannetty and Razor Ramon.
Oh, man, gives you 8 and 9.
Yeah.
That was the one I thought was a tag title thing.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Dean Douglas.
Dean Douglas gives you 10.
Yokozuna
gives you 11.
Okay.
You're 4 shy.
Henry O. Godwin.
Oh my God, you remember that one. That gives you 12.
That's impressive.
Diesel.
Diesel gives you 13. We need 2 more names.
There's got to be a multi-man match I'm forgetting. Or something. Brett was on Raw. The title change. Because Brett won the pay-per-view the night before.
No, Brett, he did face Brett on pay-per-view. In your house.
In your house.
It's time.
It's yes. time. It's, that gives you 14. We are short one name.
Yeah, multiple matches with Vader. That. Bulldog with SummerSlam 96. Already said that. Of course, and Royal Rumble doesn't count, naturally.
Nope.
Because, good Lord, that'd be a whole bunch of damn names on that one. And I said Hogan. I did say Hogan, right?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Because the only WWE pay-per-view he worked in his first run was Rumble Mania, because he didn't wear Survivor Series because he was hurt. It's somewhere in that second run that I'm missing somebody, and it's killing me. And I don't want to tap out, but I might have to. I named all the Survivor Series team. Dean, Owen, Razor, Yokozuna.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get it, I want to take a guess. But
okay.
Because I think I know who it is, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been racking my brain.
Because he didn't wrestle Austin on pay-per-view.
I have one guess, but I don't think it's right. But yeah.
I'll tap. I give up.
What if I said King of the Ring 1995?
Oh, shit. Fuck. Who do you wrestle on that motherfucking show?
Yeah, I still don't.
It was Sid and Tatanka against Diesel and...
Oh, bam, 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 bam.
That's good.
Yep.
That's good.
They kept talking about Diesel's elbow surgery.
That's right. I just wasn't thinking about that. It's that tag match. Damn. All right.
So
that's good. That's good.
Yep. So everyone stays pretty much the same. Everyone got 2 points out of that round. So we still have Charles with 12 in the lead. Rob and Chris tied with 9, right behind. As we head to round 4, the game's so new, I forgot to think of a name for it. So we have a new game here. We've covered Sid's pay-per-view history, but now I'm going to give you a wrestler. You told me if Sid ever had a match with them. So if I said Sting, you hopefully respond yes, because he had many. There may be some certain circumstances with these opponents. And the correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Everyone gets 5 questions. Charles, you're up first. All right, you get the Ding Dongs.
Yes.
Yes, sadly spoiled in the last Center Stage Chronicles as you discussed this. But true, he did. All right, Rob, you get Jim Duggan, a singles match in either the WWF or WCW. Because he had like an indie match with him in 2009.
Yeah, I'm gonna say no.
No, it's correct. He never did. Nothing I can find. All right, Chris, you have a televised match with Randy Savage.
Oh, so that's the caveat. A televised match.
Yep, televised match.
No.
No is correct. Just the house show run.
They teamed.
Yep. They certainly teamed, but not that. All right, Charles, you have Ricky Choshu.
Yes.
Yes, he did. He had the Vicious Warrior run. New Japan. All right, Rob, you get Mick Foley in any iteration. Did he ever have a televised match with Sid? They certainly overlapped in several companies.
Yeah, that was going to be one of my guesses for Chris's pay-per-view match, but I love them both. I don't think they did.
No, they actually did in Raw number 199. Sid defended the title against him, and this would have been 97, I want to say.
Yeah, Mankind did the promo in German, I think.
That's right. Yes, this was a show with the Brett Owen European title finals.
Jeez, I know what I'm going to download next. All right, cool.
All right, Chris, you have Triple H. Did Sid ever share the ring with Triple H?
And this is televised, Matt?
Televised, yep.
I'm going to say yes.
Yes, twice in 1996, he did.
Wasn't there an Intercontinental title tournament match with him,
I believe something like that, yes.
Yeah. King of the Ring. King of the Ring qualifier, right? They were too. Yeah. I think. Maybe.
All right, Charles. Was it did Sid ever wrestle a match in Mexico?
I'm over here like, I fucking wish, but yeah, I'm not sure.
No.
No is correct. I could find Sid ever.
No match would connect for Christ. No.
All right, Rob, you have a singles match with Terry Gordy.
If that happened and someone's got it on tape, my life has been changed. I'm going to say no.
No is correct. I could not.
It was my dream match as a kid. I would write that on a piece of paper. But yes.
All right, Chris, how about a singles match with Terry Funk?
No.
No, he I mean, yeah, you are correct. No, he did tag with him a few times, but no singles match I could find. All right, Charles, how about Roddy Piper? A couple overlapped companies with him. Did he ever have a match with Sid?
No.
No is correct. Could not find anything record of that. All right, Rob, you have the Iron Sheik in any of his gimmicks there. Did he ever have a match?
He had an awesome match with Colonel Mustafa where he powered.
That's true.
Yeah. And I think he powerbombed, yeah. Adnan, too. If I'm
not I just right. watched that match a couple days ago.
That's awesome.
All right, Chris, you have Hercules. Did Sid ever have a match with him?
Good old Herc. Yeah, he had that MSG match.
That's right.
He's out the hold the head power bomb
match. Yes.
All right, Charles, your final question. A televised match with Jake Roberts. Overlapped runs there?
No.
Nope, just house shows. Nothing televised. All right, Rob, you get Hulk Hogan in WCW. Did ever have a match with him?
You know what? I really checked it out at this point, but I'm going to say he had to have, right?
Yeah. He had two Nitro matches with the Hulkster. Yeah. Yes, he did. And Chris, your final question, Too Cold Scorpio, did he ever have a singles match with Sid?
Scorp and Sid, now is this their whole career or is this just WCW? Yeah.
We'll just say, yeah, WCW, WWF.
No. Because they did, but they did have indie matches in the 2000s.
Oh, I did not see that. Nope, they did not.
They had an ECW Arena match.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, yeah. So this was just
in 2007.
Wow. Right. I think I knew that.
I remember that because I was doing that shit for Death Valley Driver. I remember that.
All right. So very good job, everyone. After three rounds, we have Charles still in the lead with 17. Chris right behind with 14. Rob with 13. As we head to our final game of the sprint. For this game, I will ask each of you individually 10 fill-in-the-blank questions in a row. If you don't know, just guess. We don't go back. Everyone gets 10 questions. Rob, you're up first. Are you ready?
So disappointing myself, but we got this. Yes, I'm ready.
Yeah, you got this. Yeah, not, yeah, still a chance here. All right, here we go. Blank managed Sid after he turned heel in the WWF in 1992.
Dr. Harvey Whippleman.
Harvey Whippleman is correct. Sid came out to China White by the blank in the NWA.
Scorpions,
of course. Blank was credited with training Sid.
I know this and it's going to bother me. Blank was trained Sid. Lofty achievement of any trained Sid. I know who discovered it. Now, I'm going to say Randy Savage, but maybe not.
We have Tojo Yamamoto.
You're close.
Okay, Savage, I think, discovered him, and then I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Tojo, right. Yeah, I should have known.
All right, Sid pinned a blank at Halloween Havoc 1990 when he was disguised as Sting.
Oh, Barry Windham.
Barry Windham is correct. Blank was late running into the Hogan-Sid match at Mania 8.
My man, Papa Shango.
Papa Shango is correct. Blank had to tell Sid, we're live, pal, when he wanted to restart a promo.
Mr. Jim Ross.
Jim Ross is correct. Sid replaced Blank at In Your House International Incident.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Warrior is correct. The Lord Humongous gimmick was based on the Blank movie series.
Mad Max.
Mad Max is correct. The Skyscrapers had an infamous match in 1989 when enhancement talent Mike Blackwell blanked.
No sell?
Yeah, that's right. He refused to sell for the Skyscrapers.
Was unprofessional? Yeah.
And finally,
was it deer in the headlights?
Finally, Sid's hometown in WCW was blank.
Gee, I want to say West Memphis. Oh, wait, no, not West Memphis. It's anywhere he damn well pleases.
Yeah, that's right.
Or no, anywhere he darn well pleases.
Oh, darn well pleased. I would have accepted that. Yes. But yes, you are correct.
Good job.
There you go.
All right, 9 correct answers there. That gives you 22. You're in the lead.
Yeah, but we'll see. These guys. I'm really I'm so disappointed as the leading Sid guy. But yes, good job, guys. Let's go.
All right. Chris, you are up next. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
You need 8 to tie Nail or 9 to take the lead.
All right.
Blank managed Sid in the WWF in 1995 after he turned on Shawn Michaels.
Ted DiBiase.
Correct. Sid was replaced by Blank at SummerSlam 1995.
I don't know.
Oh, Razor Ramon. He was scheduled to have a match with Shawn, and Gorilla Monsoon switched that around.
That's right. Forgot that one.
Collectively, Sid and Vader were known as Blank.
Masters of the Powerbomb.
Correct. All right. Sid made an appearance in the 2000 film Blank.
Ready to Rumble.
Ready to Rumble is correct. Sid had the nickname of Blank appropriately when he returned to WCW in 1999.
The Millennium Man.
Correct. Sid destroyed the Blank interview set in 1992 and ended up with a face full of shaving cream.
The Barbershop.
Barbershop is correct. Sid famously said Jack Tunney's decision to give Hulk Hogan the Mania title shot against Ric Flair was Blank.
Bogus?
It was bogus. That's correct.
Bogus.
Blank managed the Skyscrapers in the NWA when they first got together.
Peanut Head, Theodore R. Long.
Theodore R. Long is correct. The squeegee incident revolved around Sid nearly getting into a fight with Brian Pillman and Blank.
Mike Graham.
Mike Graham is correct. And finally, Sid once appeared on the reality show Blank to support his son Frank.
Big Brother.
Big Brother is correct.
I watched that season, yeah.
Chris, you had 9 correct. You have 23. You are now in the lead.
Just waiting for I'm just waiting for Charles to go to kill us.
I don't know. I'm nervous, actually.
All right, Charles, you need 6 to tie Chris, 7 to win outright. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Blank managed Sid when he returned to WCW in 1993.
Colonel Rob Parker.
Correct. Sid suffered a blank in 1989 that kept him out of action for several months.
Punctured lung.
Correct. Sid had an altercation with Arn Anderson in the country of blank.
England?
England is correct. Eric Bischoff blanked the ending of a Sid-Shawn match in 1995.
Spoiled.
Rip on Nitro gave away the results. At Survivor Series 1995, Sid hit blank with a camera and gave him a heart attack.
Jose Lothario.
Super Sog is correct. Sid teamed with the 1-2-3 Kid for a 4-way tag match in January 1996 called The Blank.
Raw Bowl.
The Raw Bowl is correct.
Jeez.
2012, Sid defeated Blank, who had been feuding with Legends for months on Raw.
Heath Slater?
Heath Slater is correct.
Jesus.
Eric Bischoff famously asked Sid where his Blank were during the famous Restart Nitro.
Scissors.
Scissors is correct. Sid won the Blank of the Year award from PWI in 1996. It was not most hated.
Comeback?
Comeback is correct. Finally, Sid appeared on the game show Blank in 1990 with Kevin Nash and Dutch Mantel, among others.
Family Feud?
Family Feud is correct. Wow, Charles, you had a perfect round. Give you 10.
Did he miss even one question?
Maybe. I'm going back to check.
Period.
I did not sleep during Sid, apparently.
God almighty.
No, I didn't miss
any. I did not find a record of him getting a question wrong.
He's so humble. You love it.
Naylor, we have been out-sitted
big time.
We didn't have a chance. We didn't have a chance.
I'm very impressed and proud of you, Charles.
Not enough Memphis and Continental questions for me.
No.
I never got the name Tim Powerhouse fucking Parker.
Or Spellbinder. Or Johnny Rotten.
No, this is great. No.
I toyed with the Johnny Rotten question, but I was like, oh, that might be too obscure. I don't know. But I guess not.
Not for me.
I guess not. Yeah, exactly. I get what I'm dealing with here.
Sid's next door neighbor in 1995.
Cowboy Seth.
Very good. Gosh. No, this was a blast.
But yeah, that, yeah, this was a lot of fun. I mean, hey, Charles, you know, sweeping everything. I mean, this loss doesn't affect me like it did the other losses did. So
this made me only appreciate Sid's complete nomadic behavior. It made me appreciate it so much more. This is great.
Absolutely. Yeah, Sid got around, to be certain.
He damn sure did.
All right. Well, I have the tiebreaker I always keep on hand here, which I'll never get to use again. Rob and Chris and Charles, if you want to play along with our final tiebreaker.
Why not?
All right, I'm going to give you a category. You tell me the number you think is the appropriate number for that category. And whoever comes closest gets the tiebreaker award. So the category here is total Sid matches he had in his career, according to Cage Match. So that's probably missing, you know, a lot of maybe some earlier, very super early Sid. But according to them, in his entire career, how many matches did he have? You can certainly DM me or maybe not the group one. But all right, we have Rob, 1,733.
And if that is dead on, I'm going to go play the lottery.
Chris at 925 and Charles at an even 1,100. And the correct answer, according to Cage Match, is 944. So Chris,
all right,
awfully close there. My goodness, that was incredibly close.
I knew he didn't have 1,000. I just something told me don't go over 1,000. So
he is the best wrestler. He is the best wrestler ever to have 944 matches. That's awesome.
See all that softball time. You know, if he hadn't played all that softball, he would have got over 1,000 matches.
Wow.
All right, Charles, you're the winner. So plug whatever you
congratulations,
wish.
Congratulations, Charles.
Go ahead. Yep. You mean, which will be the same for all three of you in some regards, but plug whatever you wish.
Yeah. So first I'll plug the Center Stage Chronicles, which is hosted by myself and Chris and Rob, who are also playing this game. We've been walking through WCW's history, and we are kind of in the middle of 1989 right now. We do a monthly recording. It's pretty great. Hope you'll listen. I have a blast doing it. And then I would also mention the newsletter Wrestling Playlist. It's a daily newsletter. I will fill your inbox, so be warned, but every day you'll receive at least one email from me that has, something. We're kind of looking to do like a chronological history of pro wrestling on film, started a couple of years ago with the end of the 19th century, and now we're in April 1985, so about a 4-hour block or so each day. So check it out if that interests you, wrestlingplaylist.substack.com.
And I'm just gonna plug for you recently appeared on the Voices of Wrestling on their Patreon, so it's behind a paywall, but you and Rich Kraich broke down the first episode of the Vince McMahon documentary, and it is tremendous listening. Well worth subscribing for. It's the kind of show where you think, well, I'm kind of knowledgeable about wrestling, and then you hear Charles, and it's like, nope, I am not. I am well behind him, but that was an amazing show. I recommend everyone check that one out.
Well, thank you. That was fun.
Yes. All right. Chris, what do you have going on in the world?
Well, since Charles already said Center Stage Chronicles, we got that. And if you listen to the last show, I know I've gotten feedback on our Video Music Awards discourse that we did on there. And I've actually had people say, you guys need to do a podcast on VMAs. So that could be something in the future we might dabble with. But anyway, Center Stage Chronicles, of course, Between the Sheets. Every Monday, new show is out. And we're over 470 shows now. And in our 10th year of doing this show, it's amazing that we've earned 10 years just about. So everybody check that out. Of course, patreon.com/betweentheSheets is our once a month Patreon show that we do. $5 a month gets you access to those monthly shows, and we have other tiers as well. Just visit the Patreon for that. And the show we're doing for this month coming up is we're looking at Vince Russo's departure from WWF in 1999, and what a doozy that is. So everybody check that out. And of course, we just finished a two-part series on Chris Jericho's 1999 leaving WCW and going to the WWF. So check that out. We got some great shows to come, folks, so you definitely want to be a part of that. And basically that's it on the podcast front right now. So Yeah, that takes enough of my time as it is, believe me. So, yeah, everybody check out CSC and BTS.
All right, Rob, what's going on in your corner of the world?
Check out Center Stage Chronicles. Will be redundant. And definitely, if you're tired of, like, modern wrestling and you kind of want a respite from all the craziness and nuts stuff on Twitter, just subscribe to the Wrestling Playlist. It's so fun. Every single day you get an email and just short couple sentences about different matches of that week or that time in wrestling. And it's very fun. It's almost a comforting email every morning. So that's good. Charles does a great job. And then I guess by the time this will be out, I'm going to have a show linking up with old friend Alan Forel.
All right.
Doug Furness. So that was something that we wanted to do, and that's good. I love talking to Alan.
Is it Doug Furness or Doug Furness?
Oh, I'm sure that'll be at least 5 minutes of the broadcast. My man Doug Furness. So yeah, we're gonna break down Doug Furness, and I think that'll be on the Torch probably. If not, you know, just look up me and Alan, you'll see it. I'm watching on YouTube. There's this guy, Cowboy Kent Rollins. He makes a hell of a meatloaf outside of a ranch. I don't know much about the guy, but it seems kind of interesting. So maybe look that up too. But aside from that, about
it. So something. I'm going to hijack Rob's plug for a moment just to point out that he's been making music video retrospectives that are part of Wrestling Playlists, and those deserve a mention.
Yes.
We did one that was beyond words, I think, honestly, for 1984, yes. Looking at the entire year in a 12-minute epic. And then since then, he's done January, February, March, and April, which isn't out yet. But, you know, so we're doing month by month a look at basically wrestling. So if you've ever wanted the history of wrestling as a series of music videos, it's possible that Rob is making it happen.
It is. Yeah, hilarious. It's a lot of fun to do. And honestly, if you read the playlist and then you go through the music video, I mean, they're usually about, well, the epic 1984 is 12 minutes, but like most of the music videos are 3 to 4 minutes or 3.5 to 4.5 minutes. And if you grew up on music videos like we all did, it's a lot of fun. And we really, it is just the biggest amount of different stuff globally in wrestling in 1985. So definitely check it out. They're a lot of fun to make, and hopefully we'll put them all together as one giant Voltron at the end of 1985, and that'll be up somewhere too. So,
you know, it is hilarious to me that Rob Naylor sat in my house 5 years ago, and I was always telling him, I said, brother, you got to watch more old school stuff. You got to watch more old school stuff. And it is so great to watch him this past year or two embracing the old school stuff like he has done. I love it. I love it. He has joined up my center of the universe here.
Yeah, I remember the lovely Chris over there gave me a spindle of 100 Continental DVDs. That's a lot of Brad and Bob Armstrong and
the Nightmares.
Rick. So yeah, it is awesome. So thank you, Chris.
I wish you could have heard Chris, because I feel like this is the fruit of your labor, so to speak, trying to get him to do this. When he saw Dusty arm wrestle Nikita, he had to call me right away.
Because like of those
faces. Yeah. We had to talk about this.
And the thing is that's something that it happened so early in Nikita's run that it just got forgotten about, because, you know, everybody thinks about Nikita in 85 because you don't really think about Nikita in 84. But that, I mean, the fact that happened, it's like, oh shit. You know, I remember when I saw it for the first time, I was like, what the fuck? I didn't know this happened.
And those faces are out of this world. Yeah.
So yes, watch more Nikita Koloff as well.
Chitota. There you
go. All right. So I'm going to thank Rob, Chris, and Charles for being on. Excellent, excellent show. And I'll just say the Five-Star Match Game is a proud member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Follow us on Twitter or X at Five-Star Match Game with the number 5, or email us at fivestarmatchgame@gmail.com with 5 spelled out. You can visit our Red Circle page and make a donation if you so choose by clicking the button. Great if you do, okay if you don't. And our logo was designed by Rich Craich, and the show may be edited for entertainment purposes. And that does it for this episode. We'll be back in December, our big year in review show, one of my favorite shows of the year. Cannot wait, but thank all our guests, and thank you for listening. We'll talk to you later.
Hello, do you like New Japan Pro Wrestling? Are you a Shin Nihon freak? If so, check out the Super J-Cast with Joel and Damon on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network.
And even if you fucking hate New Japan Pro Wrestling, listen to the Super J-Cast anyway. Not just for our great show reviews, analysis, and pastrami sandwiches, but there's also usually some dick jokes somewhere in the obligatory opening 30 minutes of absolute nonsense we chat about every single week. That's the Super J-Cast for all the best talk about New Japan Pro Wrestling, crisps, and pornography.